As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Watch somebody guess Street Fighter.
Well, you gave that one. You gave a free clue out.
Somebody going to guess it. Watch.
Yeah, they will. 215-592-9049 for Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jar. Coming up around noon, we will air the Vic Fangio press conference, which, by the way, Hugh, is his first one of the offseason. And first one since they traded Bryce Huff. We did get some details in that trade, by the way. Did you see that? So the trade, because when we heard about it Friday, it was like a mid-round pick, but That's pretty vague. So reporting came out a little bit last night that it sounds like it's going to be a fifth rounder, but it's contingent, so it could move up. So maybe the better Bryce Huff does with the Niners, maybe that pick becomes a fourth round pick. So here's the question. Mm-hmm. Are you rooting for Bryce Huff?
Yeah.
You have to.
I'm rooting,
don't we?
To resurrect his career. But, you know, as a side, the night he got traded, right, He posted a picture, right? The deuces?
Yeah, out.
Straight to the comments, Joe.
How'd those go?
Ooh, they flaming.
not good
you
for
ever
him.
Heard that? You ever heard the song Nas Ether?
Yeah.
It was about the same. Yep. the fans.
Maybe lay low, Bryce.
You got to love Philly. Because, man.
Well,
I
he was
you,
the kid in the group some, project that did oh nothing goodness. And got credit. Some I mean, that's some, that's what happened.
Some of
here.
The greatest joy that I get on a day-to-day basis.
Comment section?
Oh, the comment section. Because Some, like the creativity of some of the mean and hurtful things that people say, it was. They did a great job. Shout out to Philadelphia for that one.
Well,
they flamed him.
When you come here and you steal money, that's what happens in Philadelphia. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Phillies idea Ben Davis had coming up in a couple minutes. Your phone calls here. Do the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon Barkley to be great again? I believe they do. I want to keep running the football at a very high level and have that be the bread and butter of the team. Hugh's ready to evolve this thing. Doesn't think they need that level of Saquon. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. Hey, David.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, you know what's so funny is that when you think about Barkley, right, Who had the most rushing touchdowns on the team?
Jalen,
isn't that amazing?
They did. Well, the tush push.
Well, it's the tush push, man.
So what? It was the tush push. They rushed some touchdowns. If Barkley had them, you wouldn't be saying that.
Throwing it out there.
Well, man, who was the better rusher on the team last year?
So, but what's the point, David?
The point I'm making is that they may try to shut Barkley down like they tried to shut him down in the Super Bowl. They had no problem shutting him down. And what happened? Jalen passed the ball with no problem. Like two other seasons he played for the Eagles when he threw for almost 3,000 yards. Each season, people seem to forget that.
Well, 3,000 yards isn't a big number.
It's a big number depending on how many times you throw the ball.
Well, but I mean, we have quarterbacks to throw for 5,000 now. I mean, David.
Because look how many times they threw for double the amount of times he threw for the ball.
Sure.
But, and they didn't run for none, so they should have that.
But, David, that's what I want to do. I don't want to throw the ball a lot. I'm good with 3,000 yards if they're winning.
What happened? They're going to try to shut Barkley down. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agreed to that.
Sure,
right?
Yes. We're on the same page
Barkley
now.
Barkley will run through the line of scrimmage, catch a 5-yard pass, and won't take the beating that he took trying to run through the yard of scrimmage.
So and you think they throw to him more? They throw the ball to him more?
Easy, a 5-yard pass, and sure. Barkley's gone. He's going to have his best season along with Jalen. Jalen's going to have his breakout season because it's finally no more the nonsense about him. you know, every week somebody got something negative to say when he wins. But let me ask you this. When y'all keep comparing, like, these quarterbacks and stuff, Jalen, here's what I like to tell people. Compare their first four seasons, five seasons to his. When you start talking about whether it be you pick your top five quarterbacks. His stats is as good as any of them.
Like ever? Like top five?
No, they're not.
Like, hold on. Time out.
You can't compare a whole career to Jalen,
but wait,
he's only played five.
You mean the top five quarterbacks in the league now or like top five quarterbacks ever?
All time.
No. David, hold on a second. But you just made the point you're not going to throw for as many yards if you don't throw as much. The game has changed. You can't compare eras. Like, we're going to compare Johnny Unitas' stats, Joe Montana's stats?
That's what you will compare Montana. Do you know Montana got more interceptions than probably 80%
of the quarterbacks again.
That ever played?
Oh, my God.
I think that was Brett Favre.
David, I'm not sure you're accurate on that one.
I know. I looked it up before. Trust me. I called y'all station to argue before. But let me say this. When I'm saying compare him to, like, Montana, I'm just talking about Montana's first 4 years playing. How many games he won? Did he make a Super Bowl his first four seasons?
But those are team statistics.
But Jalen is a team.
No, he's not. No, he's a player.
Jalen is the heart of this team.
You heard him.
And you've seen it in the best game of the season, which was the Super Bowl.
Joe Montana has the 73rd most interceptions of all time. 73rd.
Yeah, Brett Favre's the number one.
73rd ranked.
Brett Favre,
David.
One.
Just let him make things
73rd.
Up.
73rd.
Look, I tell you
I just did.
Look and see how many he threw in one season.
Guess who the top 10 in the top 10 of throwing interceptions in the history of the NFL?
Brett Favre.
Well, he's number one.
Eli. No?
The other man. They threw a lot.
Peyton. Yeah, but Peyton Manning played for 20 years.
No, I'm just saying, Joe, he threw a lot. I'm just saying. I'm not.
Bro. Montana's thrown more than 15 interceptions, which was Jalen in 2023, one time in his entire career.
You also have to look at, David, you have to look at interception percentage of passes picked off.
Let me just say this in closing real fast. Again, but when you're comparing Jalen to these other people,
Steamrolled. He just said Montana's top five. 73rd ever in interceptions. David, what are you doing to me? You're killing me.
Well, I was basically talking about in a season.
Hey, David, live your truth. Don't let
this is my favorite thing with Hugh encourages just lies.
Hey, Dave, just live your truth, man.
Do you think Barkley will get more yardage if they throw him a 5 yard pass versus him trying to rush through the yard of scrimmage every time?
To your point, David, I think there's an opportunity for him to have more all-purpose yards this year
as opposed to rushing.
What?
I think there's all a chance.
They
have to complete the pass.
That he will have more all-purpose yards this year than he had last year?
I guarantee you he won't. Guarantee it.
Let me look at his all-purpose yards
It was a lot. I mean, it was an incredible number.
All right, David, there's no chance.
David, I wouldn't say no chance. What's your guess, David, on Hugh's clues? What's the video game?
You know, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
That's not a bad guess.
David Good gave a guess. I appreciate that from David. I mean, well, I don't know where the Montana thing came from. 73rd all-time in interception.
That was Aaron in San Diego's fault last week when he told us that Montana wasn't even that good.
You know what? There's a twinge of this. There's a Joe Montana slander lately on WIP for some reason.
Live your truth, dog.
I guess if a player's retired long enough, we just make things up about him. No one's going to fact check.
Live your truth, dog.
This is your fault, Hugh.
What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, because you encourage people to just live their truth.
Listen, it didn't sound right when he said it, but
because it was a lie.
But in the throes of an argument, if you believe it, then go for it, and then we'll sort out. We'll figure out the truth.
As long as we allow for the fact that it's total nonsense.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if you believe it going in, and nobody's fact checking at the time, but see, unfortunately for
him, we are because sometimes it goes too far.
If it was like half right, I might have let it go.
Yeah. That was the problem. Because I was like, wait a minute, Brett Favre. That's the first person popped in my
head. You tried to clean it up for him. You're like, you mean Brett Favre, right? He's like, no, Joe Montana. Threw a lot of picks.
Dave was on a roll with just making things up.
Also, you're taking everyone behind the curtain on how WIP works. If you believe it, doesn't matter
if you believe it.
Just say it.
As long as you have some talking points.
Yes.
You have some talking points.
Speaking of Montana slander, here's Aaron, who's up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up,
good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
You know, Hugh, again, Wonder Twin Powers activate. I love a good, comfortable Hawaiian shirt. I don't know if Barney Purple is the right color for me, but go with your bad self, man.
You know what's funny? This is the Brian Dawkins Impact Golf shirt.
Yep.
And it was nice, and I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday. So I said, I'm wearing it today. I got another one, too. I might wear that one tomorrow.
Same color, or is it?
Well, it's a different color.
Oh, yeah?
But I might wear that one tomorrow. These are some nice shirts. These make me want to play golf.
Yeah.
They do.
What about the actual walking around and golfing part?
The key with a good Hawaiian shirt is it's got to be comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Nice.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Walking around.
All right, so let's get to the Joe Montana talk, shall we?
Sure. I mean, it's only 2025. Let's talk about Joe. Cool. What's up? What do you got, Aaron?
Here's what you guys don't understand, and both of you today are wrong on both sides of it. Joe, you keep talking about we got to keep things the same because of Jalen Hurts.
Well, no, because it's best
you
for the team.
Jalen
best
Hurts
for
last
the team.
Year.
Best for the team.
You questioned Jalen Hurts last year in terms of his ability to do certain things, and he proved everybody wrong.
But didn't the Eagles question it because they took the ball out of his hands to go dominate the league?
Joe, you hung up on me the other day when I tried to talk to you. You got a guy that's sitting right across from you that played in the NFL. This Jalen Hurts has had 5 different coordinators that have come through this place. At the beginning of every year, and it's going to be the same this year.
Right.
So you
actually just helped my point. So we got a new coordinator, and you want to be throwing the ball around the schoolyard to start the season. No, I want to run the football.
They're going to try different things. And so the first couple weeks, it's not going to look great.
I agree with that.
It's just the way that it is.
So if something doesn't look great, what is safer, running the football behind a great offensive line or throwing it?
Listen, we just won the Super Bowl with a well-balanced offense. And Kyle wants to talk to you about
balance. They're 29th in passing.
Aaron, it was the opposite of balance.
Live your truth, man. Do not let them bully you. Live your truth.
They proved to everybody last year that when they needed to run it and when they needed to steal the hearts and souls of the opposing team, they did it. And then when they needed to throw the ball all over the field, Jalen Hurts did it. And he didn't just do it in week 17, he did it on the biggest stage, in the biggest game. He was a Super Bowl MVP. Give the guy a break. Have the faith that he's going to do everything that he can to get us back into the Super Bowl. And this whole talk with Saquon Barkley and, oh, you can't keep giving him the ball. This guy is a ridiculous athlete. This guy is one of a kind. He is a machine. He's not built like your average running back.
Well, I agree with that.
He just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
I agree with that. So you're on both sides of this argument? You just want to yell at everyone?
No. We won the Super Bowl. We have a Super Bowl MVP. Why are we talking about
changing things? Wait, we won the Super Bowl?
You forgot?
What's that?
No, we don't. My fault to throw you off, man. Kyle, me and Kyle were having a moment.
Yeah, they were having their own conversation. Well, I know we won the Super Bowl, Aaron. The point is, how do we do it again? That's the whole conversation. Also, we keep conflating one game with the full season. They're not the same thing. Well, I've seen plenty of people have one great game or two great games. To do it over a full season is a different story.
I think as Eagle fans, and what we've witnessed over the past couple years, that we have to give this team the benefit of the doubt. We have to give the general manager the benefit of the doubt. Because let's face it, this team isn't even full right now. We don't know what the complete roster is going to be
because
we haven't started the season yet.
Yep.
We have a coach that took us to the Super Bowl the last 3 years. We have to have faith that he's going to do everything that we need him to do to get us back in that game.
I agree. I have faith as long as he listens to me. If he listens to me, if he does what I said, that's I have faith then. If he listens to Hugh, I don't have as much faith.
Listen, I think it's going to be a combination of both.
Well, that's a cop-out answer, Aaron. What do we do in combination of both?
Well, they were a balanced offense.
Yeah, 29th in pass balance. What is going on over there today?
What are you talking about?
I think your shirt is blinding people.
No, I'm saying live the truth. Live your truth, you
no,
people.
You have to
live
stop encouraging
truth.
That.
No, what do you mean?
It's because it's annoying.
That's it.
Well, I'm tired of people living their truth.
I mean, I can't get over the Joe Montana interception thing. Look it up. He's top five interceptions. Yeah, well, that's a lot.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah. That was a little bit.
It's make-believe. I mean, like, I just.
No, but he said it with so much confidence, though. That's why I respect that. Because he said it like nobody knew that wasn't the truth.
And nobody could look it up.
And by the way, Kyle, I'll take that all-purpose bet. Because he only had less than 300 yards last year catching
the
ball.
We don't throw the ball to running backs.
No,
I'll take that bet.
All right. $2.
Let's make sure everyone understands the bet. So the bet is, how many all-purpose yards did Saquon have last year?
He was at 2,200.
Were you counting?
You got the wrong number, Kyle.
I got 33 receptions, 278 yards receiving.
And 2,000 yards running.
Yeah.
But he had... So the number was how much?
All-purpose. It's yards from scrimmage.
All-purpose. No, when I say all-purpose, I'm thinking more receiving yards.
Well, no. All-purpose is all-purpose.
I'm thinking about more. I'm talking about on the receiving side. That's what I meant.
No, but you said all-purpose.
You said all-purpose. That was the bet. I said there's no chance it gets more all-purpose yards.
Because I see what you're doing. Now it's the 2,000. It's the 2,000 rushing.
But 2,220.
Okay, let me amend the bet.
283. Wait. Hold on. You can still win the bet if you're right. Like, if he runs for 1,500 but has 800 receiving yards, you'll still win.
Yeah, buddy. By all means.
No, see, but 1,500,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, steal your $2.
You don't think he's running like for 1,500 yards?
From a baby.
You know, this guy over here accused me of not believing in Jalen. Now you're chickening out of your bet.
All I'm saying is, I gave him over 1,000-yard running back, but 1,500, that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Just because you chased Carla to Kroger's or whatever you were doing.
Carla, I chased her.
Yeah. Did she block you on Instagram or something?
Puny speak. No more. He said he'd speak. I reached out and tried to speak. She was like, how'd you get this number?
Oh. And yet she came up five times in the show today. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up around noon, we'll have a Vic Fangio press conference. I'm excited to see what he says about Bryce Huff and how the whole thing went last year, and some of the new guys, the rookies that are going to be part of this defense, including Jahad Campbell in 2025. So we'll get to that, your phone calls as well, and all the Saquon, and should they run the football as much stuff, and do we need a great Saquon? But can we play again? We played a little bit yesterday, what Ben Davis said recently on the morning show. He said it specifically about Ranger Suarez, but I think it's interesting, just big picture about the Phillies as we get close to the trade deadline.
Maybe the best chance to keep him is if there's a devastating injury that you know a pitcher is going to be out like a whole year. And I don't even know if that gets it done because Ranger's going to want, you know, a 4 or 5 year deal, maybe longer. I mean, maybe the most likely path is if they go to a 6-man rotation, but I don't want them to. I just feel like he's probably gone and I don't really know what the solution is.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him. It's not going to be the Phillies.
Mm. Whoa. So you think just like
he's going to get $100 million from someone to go be a great pitcher and he's probably gone.
More than that.
He might.
Yeah, he might.
So that was them discussing how much money Ranger could get in free agency when he's and I, look. I don't think he's come back to the Phillies.
Ben that also was totally on me.
Yeah, Ben also discussed the idea of maybe trading away Ranger Suarez at the deadline.
There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah,
but Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't you make something out of him rather than lose him.
That's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you, I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
I agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome.
All right, let's attack this. Yesterday we brought this up, Hugh, and we discussed, like, does this have some merit, right? Maybe the trading away Ranger to get something they need at the deadline, especially with Abel coming up this week, and we know Painter is on his way. So the Phillies have a surplus of arms. Hugh, beyond just Suarez, right, Ranger's one part of this. Would you be open to trading away, and I'm going to exclude the prospects, like, they have a five-man major league rotation when everyone's healthy. Wheeler, yes. Luzardo, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez, right? Veterans, all part of the rotation, but they have Abel and they have Painter on the way. Would you be open to trading away one of the veteran starters? Could be Suarez. It could be Sanchez. I'm just kind of workshopping this to open up a spot for Painter and make the team better. And obviously, I'm not talking about Zach Wheeler, right? Of course not. But they have a surplus of starters. They have more starters coming through the minor leagues. Would you be open to trading a major league established starter to open up a spot?
I think you have to be. Especially when you look at the assets that you have and your strength right now. We're all talking about if we had, it was either or for us. You know, bullpen.
Bat.
Or bat.
Yep.
I think most of us are leaning towards a bat in the middle of that order somewhere. I think that's what most people are. And fortunate enough for us, we have some pretty decent pitching. We got two young cats. You're talking about Abel and you're talking about Painter that are coming up in the pipeline. I think, to be honest, I think Abel's outing, because when is he out? Tonight? Is that tonight?
Well, they rearranged this thing because it was supposed to be Wheeler tonight, but his wife's about to give birth.
Yeah, so
he's not pitching the series. So tonight is going to be Sanchez. I think Abel might be tomorrow.
Okay. I was just trying to figure it out, but I know he's going to pitch.
Yep.
He's going to pitch. He could put himself in a really, really good position.
Because he was great as one outing.
Yes. And now, you know, it's funny because you look at the moment that he was in, and I mentioned his girlfriend earlier, Skeens' girlfriend. Now, I know his parents and stuff came down, and I know people don't like to think that's the case, but with mama in town and you know, that's your first outing, you want to show off for your parents. Mm-hmm. You want to show off. So he had a hell of an outing. He has to go out there and do it again. If he goes out there tomorrow night, and he has a spectacular, if he has a serviceable outing where you feel comfortable, then yes, one of those guys becomes expendable.
And we know Painter's about a month away, so he's coming too.
Yeah, and now you see, here's the thing. You're going to have to sweeten the pot when it comes to one of the pitchers, because just like you said, Ranger's a rental player,
right,
for a team that's in the hunt, because that's probably where he's going to go. If you decide to trade him, he's going to go to a team that's in the hunt. You're going to probably have to sweeten the pot to get a bat, because most of the teams that are probably going to be in the hunt aren't going to be willing to give up that player.
Yeah, my mind is like officially working harder here, and like the hamster wheel's moving, because the Phillies have something every team in the hunt needs, right? They have extra starting pitching. Yeah. That's what most teams are after. We're after bullpen, and I think we need another bat. So I think this could be a way for Dave Dombrowski to go find something they need, maybe get a bat and an arm for the bullpen by moving off one of these starters. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. All right, we'll keep all your phone calls going. On Saquon Barkley, do the Eagles still need a great version of Saquon to be a great team in 2025? I do. I believe that Hugh does not. He's expecting more out of Jalen Hurts. Where do you come down? More clues for Hugh's clues. And, well, Vic Fangio coming up. We haven't heard from Vic all offseason. Excited to hear what he has to say about the Bryce Huff trade and some of these new players on defense. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.